This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
LibertyMedia.com. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Before we get over to our main topic, I want to show you something. I'll get to that in just a second. Don't want to get ahead of myself. We first want to welcome Three Rivers Broadcasting. Three Rivers Broadcasting, they carry the show from Monday through Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Just wanted to say thank you to Alex over there at Three Rivers Broadcasting. And welcome aboard. We appreciate your trust. We will do our best to stick to the Word. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, and the U.S. Constitution. With that, there's very little room for error. So, again, with that said, welcome aboard. I want to jump over really quick. Right off the get-go of this hour, showing you what the military is doing. Now, I know most of you guys don't pay attention to this, but this is my job. It's like Gideon when he was ordered. The first thing the Lord told him to do is he said, go tear down your father's altars. You do realize what they're trying to do with your military, right, friends? They're trying to weaken your military. And how are they doing that? Well, they're trying to give rights that God never gave. As a matter of fact, in every state, a sodomite, a transgender, no such thing. It's already been determined what they are, male, female, whatever the case might be. And the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ, whatever they want to name it, it just shows you how sick they are. And it also shows you how lawless they are. Romans 1:24. Now, I want to show this to you because this is infuriating. It's incendiary. In every state, it's a felony, but yet your military is attempting to normalize this activity in the United States of America, and I'm telling you the reason it is because they're trying to Europeanize America, okay? They're trying to give powers to those that hate your guts to rule over you. Read Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15, 16, and 17. Those that hate you will rule over you. This is a part of judgment. So I want you to check this out. And again, this is a video, audio, that just came out of the United States Army. Are you ready for this, friends? Oh, my goodness, this is offensive. United States Army.
This is the story of a soldier who operates your nation's Patriot missile defense systems. It begins in California with a little girl raised by two moms.
Two moms, huh? Whoa.
Although I had a fairly typical childhood, took ballet,
isn't this cute?
Played violin, I also marched for equality. I like to think I've been defending freedom from an early age.
Freedom, huh? To break the law. That's what they want you to believe.
When I was 6 years old, one of my moms had an accident that left her paralyzed. Doctors said she might never walk again. But she tapped into my family's pride to get back on her feet. Eventually standing at the altar to marry my other mom. With such powerful role models, I finished high school at the top of my class and then attended UC Davis, where I joined a sorority full of other strong women. But as graduation approached, I began feeling like I'd been handed so much in life, a sorority girl stereotype. Sure, I'd spent my life around inspiring women, but what had I really achieved on my own? One of my sorority sisters was studying abroad in Italy, another was climbing Mount Everest. I needed my own adventures, my own challenge.
Wow.
And after meeting with an Army recruiter, I found it. A way to prove my inner strength and maybe shatter some stereotypes along the way.
Does this represent America, friends? No.
I'm U.S. Army Corporal Emma Malone Lord, and I answered my calling.
Oh, good for you, Emma. Good for you, Emma. Did you know that this is a felony in every state of the United States of America? Why are they promoting it as the norm? Because the American people have given a green light to what God condemns. Isn't it interesting they call it pride? Really quick, just trying to make a quick point here. They call it pride. And isn't it interesting that they use a rainbow flag just to show you how perverse? See, it's like the man that acts like the woman and the woman acts like the man, right? They hold the truth in unrighteousness. Read Romans 1:18 and 1:24 and read it to the end of the chapter. And then what commences? Judgment. That's right. That's what people forget. Right? Sodom and Gomorrah, they were left for an example to those that should afterwards live ungodly. Nope. The Lord said, nope, this is what's going to happen if you give this a green light. Now they're doing it in your military. But going back to the flag, isn't it interesting that the Lord used a bow, a rainbow, as a covenant in Genesis 9:13 between him and those that were on the ark? And he said, I will not destroy the world by water with a flood anymore, which, by the way, floats the boat, judgment does, of the righteous. Now, keep in mind, it's not going to be destroyed by water again. Next time, it's going to be destroyed by fire, just for the record. But the homosexuals, the sodomites, those that commit the act of felony in every state in our union, they use the flag to their own condemnation, and they call it pride. Wasn't Satan knocked out of heaven because of pride? He wanted to be praised more than the Lord did. Isaiah 14. Read it when you get a moment. Oh, yeah, that's exactly why he was kicked out of heaven. He wanted to be the one to be praised. But look at the perversion within even the flag, friends. Even the flag. Can I ask you a question in closing this portion out? Why was the flood sent in the first place? Does anybody know the word of God enough to answer the question? Why was the flood sent in the first place? The flood was sent because of the wickedness of man. What are you allowing the homosexuals, the sodomites, the transgenders, whatever you want? There's no such thing, by the way. Folks, whatever they call themselves, why is it that you are daring the justice of God by allowing them to do the things that they do? See, they've come out of the closet now. Well, they try to push everybody else that opposes them in the closet. And you know the percentage of the people that I'm highlighting even now is less than 1.7% of the population? And look what they're doing with your military. I want to say this again. In America, look what they're doing with your military. And who would advocate this more than corruption in government? Absolutely nobody. So why is it happening? Because the people have given it a pass. You better wake up as to what's going on in the United States of America, friends, namely in your military right now, because it is not good. You better put a stop to this, because they're using your tax dollars to advocate that which God clearly, clearly condemns. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24, and 30 different references condemning the abominable lifestyle that they so choose to use to try to normalize and desensitize others. See, because again, if I can demoralize you, I can control you. What we're going to do is we're going to come right back on the other side, and we are going to go to, now they're bribing students to take experimental injections. Bribing students. Guess what? They'll exempt the students who get COVID-19 injections from final exams. Aren't they telling on themselves? Oh, you better know that they are. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's pretty quiet out there for having 550 comments on one outlet. What's going on, guys? I've only had, what, three phone calls today? 1-866-582-9933. I'd love to hear your thoughts. This is your radio program. And we got to stick to the topic and what we're talking about, because there's so many different things we could talk about. But I don't want to just talk about things. I want to talk, expose things that need to be dealt with, and I want to bring in the answers. Right, James 2:14-26. That's what we want to do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Okay, you ready for this? This is offensive. Well, you know what? Maybe I better take this. I'm going to just go ahead and take this call because it's applicable to what's going on in the military right now. We've got Steve calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Steve?
Well, I say that I'm glad I'm not in the military anymore, and I wouldn't join it because of this. And I'd like to see them gals fight that war alone.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to get any. They won't get anywhere.
That's right. Yeah.
They're undermining the whole thing. But the problem is the military's been a mess for so long with unconstitutional things that we were doing, even when I was in, that it's inevitable it would come to this.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, they're weakening our military purposely. It reminds me of a movie, a true story told of Braveheart, William Wallace, back in the 1600s, who stood up against the tyrant king. And it reminds me of when the corrupt king was trying to train up his little weakling son to stand up against the likes of a William Wallace. You know it as Braveheart. And at one point, the king just went in there and said to him, "What have you done to stop William Wallace and his rebellion," they called it. And he said, you know, I dispatched soldiers in this area and dispatched soldiers in that area, so on and so forth. And it got to the point where the corrupt king smacked the kid, the weakling, and he looked at him, and this is exactly what they mean to make our military look like, too, worldwide. Okay? Because we're the problem here concerning this global order. But the corrupt king looked at his kid and said, by the looks of you, you'll only encourage our enemies. And that's what we want to prevent before it gets that far. And they want you, again, of course, to believe that we're that far, when in fact we're not. So the numbers are so small, but the Bible's clear when it says a little leaving at the whole lump. We better cut this off while we have time to cut this off, because if not, we're going to be overrun. No question. Last word, Steve.
Well, and it's like all those generals that came out with that open letter saying how messed up the lockdowns were and everything else that's going on. If they think they're just going to stomp the country and go unopposed, I think they're
exactly
going to be surprised when they're called to justice.
Amen. Amen. Either here or on Judgment Day, Hebrews 9:27, no doubt, no doubt. Thank you for the call, Steve. I truly appreciate it. You can also go to Revelation 21, starting on verse 8 as well. Also, 2 Corinthians 5:10-11, read those, folks. Folks, we're all going there, and we're going to stand before God all by ourselves, all by ourselves. And we're going to answer for the things that we've done in the body and without the body. We're going to have to answer for every idle thought and every idle word that we speak. So we better understand our conversation better be linked up with Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Ghost in regeneration and renewing, Titus 3, verse 5. Okay? You know, people say it all the time, creating me a clean heart, O God, and renew that right spirit within me. Well, that's what he does. It's exactly what he does. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to another call. Thank you for responding, 1-866-582-9933, before we get to our main topic here, right? How students are being bribed to take the experimental injections. I'm not kidding you, friends. The apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt, does it? Sheep begat sheep. Those that have been bribed, well, guess what? They begat those that mean to be bribed by those that are attempting to do the bribing. Anyways. That was for me, probably, if you didn't understand it. But I got it. Tom from Tennessee, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
How's it going, Bradley?
It's going.
Hey, just to talk on the topic, who gives the schools the permission to say that a 14-year-old can make his own decisions on if he needs to get a vaccination or not, when, you know, when juveniles are
yep.
arrested for crimes, you know, under 16, they're considered juveniles, right? So they
yep.
don't go to, you
yep.
know, face, you know, adult court and everything.
Yeah, whatever works for them, right? Yeah, they whatever works for them, they'll try to manipulate it into that form to somehow justify the unjustifiable. They've been doing this for a long time. But also keep in mind, in 1968, they came up with something called International Baccalaureate, which is a global agenda. Illegal, okay? Then they came up with something called No Child Left Behind, No Child Left Unindoctrinated. Then they allowed that because they were so encouraged, because 86% of the people that were dropping off their kids at the school gate to be illegally indoctrinated through a violation of the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights by the federal government were the Christians, the patriots, and or conservatives, at least the self-professed, right? So now it's come to, well, it went to Common Core, and now it's escalating all the more, where it just seems like the parents are going to continuously drop them off. Well, the bad guys are encouraged, and they just suspect at this point we can just go ahead and act as their parents, because the parents themselves all the well know what we're doing and what we're guilty of. So, you know, what's the big difference? They'll let us do this sooner or later. So they're tempting the people right now to see when they're sooner or later is actually applicable. And so yeah. they don't have the authority. They've been trying to assert parental authority for a long time, and this is just another step. And it's probably going to go unheeded unless somebody takes these criminals that are attempting to assert parental authority to task. And that's really what it needs, is a precedent in judgment to set the record straight that we're not going to tolerate your crimes. But they're just pushing the envelope to see how far the parents will let them go. That's all this is. It's a test.
This is true. How long do you think it'll they will continue with their gentle bribery when we know that tyrannical people, tyrannical governments, everything they do, the way they're just used to operating, it yeah. is by threat of violence and threat of imprisonment, you know. So we're kind of, I don't want to say we're lucky, but like, they're going to come at us that way. And then, you know, me personally, I just come out swinging them because I'm not going to be, I'm not going to have violence or imprisonment done to me because I'm, you know, I
agree. Tom, I totally agree. And that's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of the people that have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Yeah. And, you know, it was Edmund Burke that said, kings will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principle. Okay? So what they do is they just keep tearing down the law. They keep tearing down the law. And they, what do? They usurp it with policy. They usurp it with policy. We're not ruled by policy, friends. We're ruled by law. As a matter of fact, it was actually John Glenn, the guy that said he went to the moon. And if that was the case, I wish he would have stayed there. But he's now met his maker. He's where he belongs now. He's the guy that said if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. In other words, what he told us, Tom, is he incriminated himself, and yet the American people act like it has nothing to do with them whatsoever, yet it comes knocking on their front doors every day of the week. So, you know, that's the end aim. When the people stand up and say, we've had enough of this, and we really mean it, and we bring prosecution to these criminal politicians and these school board members, etc. That's when it's going to stop, and not until then, my friend. It's not. But when you do set the precedent, you can rest assured you just taught them the fear of God, and you're going to deter others from committing the same crime. That's found in Proverbs 16:6. So thank you for your call, brother. Go ahead.
I do see hope out there, because when I watch the school board meetings, and the homeschoolers sneak in and pretend to be in the school districts, and they put their kids up there to intelligently speak to the school boards. I love it. But we all know they're homeschoolers, because there's no way those kids are part of the public schools.
Yeah, they're too smart, right? That's what you're saying. Yeah, they're too smart. Yeah, totally appreciate it.
Intelligently and articulately for 9 years old, you know?
Amen. Amen. Cool. Thank you for the call, brother. I appreciate it. 1-866-582-9933. Just had a call come up from Texas. And you just dropped off. You can call back, 1-866-582-9933. So what's happening? How about I just do this? What I'll do is I'm just going to bring you over to this piece
from the Ridge.
And I'm not going to play the whole thing because it's too long. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to let this guy tee it up. And I'm going to show you. Actually, I'm going to let him show you exactly what it is that they mean to do. Hopefully this will answer some of the questions that Tom just asked as well. But for the school board to usurp authority, you better understand they've already been given the green light. They've already been given the nod to go ahead and try it out, because they know they would never do this without the powers that are tolerated to give them the green light to go ahead and try it in the first place. What am I talking about? I'm talking about bribing students to take the experimental vaccinations. Okay, I'm going to play the audio video in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, be right back.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden met with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. He said the U.S. will deploy a special envoy to North Korea to help refocus efforts on getting the North to abandon its nuclear program. Moon Jae-in is only the second world leader to visit the White House in person since Biden was inaugurated.
It's a reflection of how much we value the 70-year alliance with the Republic of Korea and how essential we know the relations is to the United States, the future of the Indo-Pacific region, and quite frankly, to the world.
President Moon said both leaders are pledging to work closely toward the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The White House and Republicans are now further apart on infrastructure after the White House lowered the cost of its plan from $2.3 trillion to $1.7 trillion. That's according to Senator Shelley Moore Capita's office. This is USA Radio News. The official start to hurricane season is more than a week away, but the first named storm has already formed. Subtropical storm Anna took shape over the Atlantic Ocean just east of Bermuda. Forecasters had been watching an area of low pressure since earlier in the week. The system organized and was packing sustained winds of 45 miles per hour. Anna is heading to the west, but is expected to take a northward turn by Sunday. A tropical storm watch is in effect for Bermuda. President Biden awarded the Medal of Honor to Colonel Ralph Puckett Jr. in a White House ceremony, calling the Korean War veteran a true American hero. The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration that can be awarded in the United States. He intentionally ran across an open area in order to draw fire and allow his Rangers to destroy the enemy positions. Puckett served as a commander of the 8th U.S. Army Ranger Company. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Produced at taxpayer expense. Did you catch that? They set the narrative and you pay for it. Just think about that. They set the narrative and you pay for it. Hey, folks, this isn't rebellion. This isn't rebellious talk. This is lawful talk. What you're hearing them say 24/7 is usually unconstitutional, unlawful talk. This is how they dummy you down. Oh, my goodness. Friends, did you hear, by the way, during that break? Oh, treasonous Joe, that's tolerated by 330 million people in this country. Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48. Isn't it interesting how he knows the form of government that China's been given? He calls them the Republic of China, but yet he continuously tells you that America is a democracy. Oh, by the way, Trump said that we are a purified democracy. Criminal Barack Hussein Obama continuously talked about our democracy. George W. Bush continuously talked about our democracy. Matter of fact, the last president to acknowledge that we were a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, was actually Ronald Reagan. Every president up until Reagan has continuously inundated the American people with the fact that we're a democracy. We're not a democracy. We're not ruled by opinion. We're ruled by law in this country. Okay? 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the social media platforms on the right. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Click on the social media platforms and join us. We had over 653 comments just over the last hour and a half on one outlet. One outlet, okay? If you want to call in, we'd love to hear from you. Stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. So let's get to this. Now they are bribing students to take the experimental jobs. I mean, folks, in certain states, the people in those prospective states have allowed their governors to set up lotteries. Can win $1 million. In other words, let me give you a six shooter. Let me put one bullet in it. And what I want you to do is I want you to spin that little chamber, and I want you to go ahead and play Russian roulette. And if you win and you live long enough, you can have $1 million. You'll probably not get to the end of that $1 million, of course. But I want people to understand it's not like in Ohio, for example, DeWine actually wrote a check out from his own account. No, he's baiting people in that state with taxpayer money. My goodness, friends. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, when are Americans going to figure out they're paying for their own demise? Numbers 32-23. Oh, because they are. Okay, so let's get to this. We all know it's not legit, because if it was, we wouldn't be in this predicament. No question about it. So now they're bribing students to take the experimental injection, which only shows you as to how it is that they themselves have been bribed in selling it to the public. They're telling on you when they say, we're trying to bribe the students into taking the experimental jab so they don't have to take, guess what, friends, their final exams. Have you ever heard of anything so backwards, ridiculous, and upside down in all of your life, Isaiah 59? Because that's what you're tolerating. They're bribing your kids. This is why the older generation is a reproach to the younger people. It is. They don't have any respect for the older generation because of what you've tolerated. This is insane, friends. I mean, can you imagine what it is that our children are learning today from a government that knowingly indoctrinates them? Oh, as to their parents that drop them off at the school gates, read Luke 7:35. Can you imagine what those children are learning today from a government that has zero integrity when it comes to this year-old crisis that has been created, expecting them all the while to blindly follow along? And all of this without any shame, read Jeremiah 3:3 when you get a moment. Now we see the government that is reflected upon the American people to now attempt to usurp parental authority and bribing students into taking the experimental vaccinations. Oh my goodness. The Tennessee Star reported, they're telling on themselves again. Tennessee High School will exempt students who get COVID-19 vaccine from final exams. Hey, folks, what's the lesson? If you do what you tell us to do, you don't have to do what you should do. And what's sick about all of this, they've never been given authority in the first place to assert parental authority, nor take money from taxpayers to bribe the students. Okay? A Chattanooga boys preparatory school emailed students that they should skip a final exam and go maskless if they get the COVID-19 vaccine. Why are parents allowing the students to mandate masks in the first place, especially when the manufacturers tell you that they don't work? It shows you how ignorant the parents are, right? Parents reportedly didn't receive the email about the vaccination incentive, they call it, right? Which also required that 500 students receive the vaccine. This information also did not make it to the school's press release concerning the vaccine. Oh, how convenient. How convenient. America, America, you're too young to be destroyed. Nobody in their right mind would tolerate what Americans are tolerating in their prospective countries today. Nobody would tolerate this. McAllie head of school Lee Burns asserted that the mandate was a logically socially responsible extension of the school students' health policy. He said the CDC, again, corrupt from the inside out, the FDA, corrupt from the inside. They're all working together. Isaiah 28, verse 18. The Hamilton County Health Department, again, usurping authority, acting as if they're a law unto themselves. The National Association of Independent Schools, physicians with whom we've consulted, and many other health and educational professors, right, and professionals, all of them strongly recommend vaccinations. Oh, well, all the bad guys told me it's a good idea for me to take it. Oh, okay, I'll be the first in line. Really? Are we that stupid? Ignorant? Are we that dummied down to subject our kids to this? Have you taken the time to go to Health Impact News to see the adverse side effects and what it's doing to young people? Killed a 16-year-old girl in Wisconsin a week and a half ago. Did you forget about that? What about the kid at Conyers High School? He's got brain tumors now, friends. Did you forget about that? Folks, this is just the tip of the iceberg. And yet they want to use your kids as a bunch of guinea pigs. Shame on the American people. I'm only going to play this for so long because I'm probably going to be able to stomach it for so long. But these are the type of people, look at them carefully. These are the type of people that belong in jail. And as Tenpenny said yesterday concerning prosecution of those that are responsible for criminal behavior and crimes against humanity on a global basis, at least prosecution. She's exactly right. I want you to check this out. This is a message from the head of the school, Mr. Lee Barnes. Let's check this out together, friends.
The school year will be an excellent year without many of the safety requirements of this year, which, while necessary,
look at him,
have been difficult.
Reading a teleprompter.
I'll start off, though, by thanking you. All of us at Macaulay are appreciative of the huge role that you've played in helping us navigate
successfully
the challenges of teaching and educating your sons during this past year and a half worldwide pandemic. We've been successful. Learning has been in person. We've kept the campus open and relatively safe, avoiding a lot of the obstacles that have tripped up other schools. We've held performances, practices, games, and events. Your sons have responded positively with great attitudes to a lot of restrictions. Wearing
masks,
reporting health status every morning,
limited
dining options, and eating many meals outside.
This is an educator that's getting his education from the FDA and the CDC.
Limiting travel.
Just keep that in mind.
I could go on and on, but you know these as well as I do. As I said, you've been instrumental in keeping your sons in compliance with all these requirements, and we thank you. Though the number of COVID cases and the trends are much better, the pandemic is not over.
Sure
it is. Variants are
especially
contagious.
Over until they say it's over, friends.
People are still contracting COVID, so we have to continue to be vigilant.
Hey, I want to stop right there, please. I need to add a statement to that. It's not over until they say it's over. If you remember right, I said at the inception of this pandemic, as they pushed it incrementally upon you, I said when it gets to the point that they say no more, everybody's going to act the same day when Caesar speaks to those that they're allied to. When they say no more, they'll act accordingly. In the state of Minnesota, tyrant Tim Walz, who usurped the U.S. Constitution 13 different times, when he said there's no more mask mandates and they end on Friday of last week, we went out to eat. We always did, by the way. We did nothing different except fly. That's it. Okay, just so everybody understands, we did not comply, and we will not comply in Jesus' name. We went to a restaurant, and when we went into that restaurant, there was not one person that was a guest in that restaurant that had a mask on. Not one. Why do tyrants do what they do? Because they know that there's people out there stupid enough to believe what they have to say. And this message from the head of the school, who's reading off a teleprompter, barely in some cases, Lee Burns, what is he doing? He's getting his education from Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates. He's getting his information from the WHO. He's getting the information from the CDC. How many times do these organizations need to be exposed before people stand up? What are you going to be safe somehow if you just submit to them, all the while knowing that they're corrupt? Well, maybe temporarily, but you can rest assured it's not going to fare well for you at the end of the day. But even if, friends, we still have the time to do the right thing and praise God for God's mercy, because we are doing the right thing regardless of what those like Lee Burns are doing to our kids. And who's allowing them to do it to our kids? Their parents. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Into the Sons of Liberty, hour two, final segment. Really quick, I want people to understand that when you're on social media platforms or not, and you haven't gone to the store, I know people think, well, this guy's got 153 radio stations. Man, this guy's living high on the hog. I'm telling you, this is not the type of ministry where you make a lot of money. We're not saying, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy. No, we're telling you the truth of the matter. The message is repent for the kingdom of heaven. And if you know anything about telling the truth, friends, those are the people that are usually lied about, they're hated, or they're loved. Period. Just like Jesus. Some people said he deceives the people. Others says that he's a good man. Okay? That's this ministry. Okay, so the bottom line is I'm bringing you back to the store. We're not a begging ministry. We never have been a begging ministry. And the fact of the matter is if you want to keep us out there, then you're going to have to support us. Now, with that said, when you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and you go to the store and you're on social media platforms and I'm showing you these things, you need to understand these are your requests. Your request. And we've got orders going out every day of the week. Like, for example, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Romans 12:21, which precedes Romans 13, which puts it into perspective. You can't turn Romans 13 upside down if you don't pay attention to that which precedes it in context, right? Line upon line, precept upon precept. This is for you. These are your requests, okay? And these coffee cups, we got blue ones, we got red ones. these are for you. These aren't for us, okay? I just want to make clear. And then these dog tags were per your request as well. So when you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and you see stuff over there, we're not making the Lord's house a den of thieves. Nope, we got shirts on like I got right now. We're simply responding to what it is that you want. I got another one on my shirt right now. What does it say, Stephanie?
This republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it.
Okay, and then we got how many other T-shirts? We got virtue T-shirts. We have other T-shirts concerned.
Well, resistance to tyrannies, obedience to God.
Yeah, it's all there.
Necessity is a plea for every infringement.
We got some new ones coming again.
Yeah.
Yep, because people are requesting it. Folks, so support what it is that you're asking for. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, go to the store. Now, with that said, what I want to do is I want to take a call from David from New Mexico, and when I take his phone call, I'm going to hand it over to Stephanie for just a moment, and then I'm going to come and I'm going to end the show, bring it into consummation, okay? Because, again, I want to make clear that we dovetail everything that we're doing here, but I needed to make clear to the people as to why it's important during the breaks that I'm showing you exactly what we are, who we are, and what it is that we're doing, and driving you to the store so you can understand that these are your per request. Again, not ours, okay? So let's just do this. Let's take it in stride. We got David calling in from New Mexico. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? David. Dawood. Is Dawood there?
Okay, are you there?
I'm here, David.
Okay, I got two subjects, a Nuremberg Code and an interview with a CDC spokesman 3 days ago. Okay, I was listening to the owner, manager of the station I'm listening to right now 2 days ago, and he went into detail on this lawsuit by a coalition of doctors and lawyers, okay? And it seems it's based on the Nuremberg Code, okay, which lists certain conditions under which actions can be considered crimes against humanity.
Yep.
And the suit is against the CDC and the World Health Organization.
Yep.
Okay. So
yep.
I imagine this is really happening because this is the second time I've heard about it, but it's really good news.
Yep.
And so that's what I wanted to say on that. Okay, 3 days ago, I was listening to an interview with a CDC spokesperson, okay, and the CDC spokesperson was saying that now that the vaccine has been widely accepted and is being widely taken. That they're going to drop their recommendation of masks, okay?
Yeah.
And the moderator kept questioning her on that. She said, the moderator kept asking her, well, how are you going to know who is safe and who is not?
Yeah.
And the CDC spokesman refused to answer that. The CDC spokesman just said, we are going to leave it up to the individual to decide what is best for them.
Yeah.
So the CDC seems to be rejecting for the time.
Yeah.
The
I'm already with you, David.
Passport.
Yep. I'm not trying to cut you short. I totally am. I'm tracking. The fact of the matter is they're not done yet. You can rest assured. The fact of the matter is the only reason they're probably putting things on pause right now is because they're seeing retaliatory methods being taken by the people that they're trying to subject under their unconstitutional control. That's the only reason.
Okay, sounds good. I'm glad you know that, and thanks a lot for letting me talk.
Thank you, David, for holding on. I totally appreciate it, my friend. We got Christine. Christine, can we please make it really quick? Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Thank you for joining us. What say you, my friend Christine from Florida?
Hey, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate your ministry and how much you are starting wildfires. And I just want to tell you, it's within my own community, in my own friendship.
Amen.
We've seen a momentum build. We've started an assembly in Lee County. We're trying to gain some traction here. And I just wanted to encourage you and other Christians out there that the fight is not over. Even though we're seeing these signs of end times, we can still do what we can. We have God that we have to face one day. He'll be judging us for how we have served him in the present. And I just want to thank you for being one of those people that shines a light brightly and encourages us to do the same thing. And courage is building. So I'm just praising God for that, and I want to praise God for you and your ministry and just bless you, brother.
Thank you, Christine. I totally appreciate that. As they say, let their cruelty swell our ranks. Christine just proved the point. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what's happening. I'll take this final call. We got Greg calling in from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend from warm Tennessee?
I'm from Mount Pleasant.
Oh, I know this guy. I know this guy. Can we make this quick, Greg? Please, please. Okay, go for it.
So you're talking about all the people who are receiving, you know, brain tumors and that. I know personally 17 people have died after they took the vaccine.
Oh, my goodness.
Why did we not understand that it was a red flag when they said you could not sue anybody if you took the vaccine? That's all I got to say.
Amen. It's exactly right. It's exactly right. I mean, that is quite a number.
That's crazy.
Thank you, Greg. Yeah. Greg is our friend.
Yes,
from
thank
Mount
you
Pleasant,
so much.
New
nice
Tennessee.
To hear
yeah.
from you, Greg.
Yeah, very much so. So, Steph, I'm going to give it to you really quick, and it's all yours. Tell me when you're done.
Okay, so, you know, I just want to point out, Christine from Florida, thank you for your phone call. It is very true. I'm actually just writing our newsletter here today, and if you keep your eyes fixed on the mainstream media, chances are you've been depressed, you've been overwhelmed, you just have no hope, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But if you keep your eyes fixed on the Word of God, you mentioned earlier, Bradley, in the broadcast about how never in anywhere in the Bible did you find the Lord failing a faithful man
or
woman.
You know what? When people talk about the end of the world, let it be the end of the world for the bad guys, not the good guys. Let this be a new beginning. We have a chance to make a new beginning for our posterity, friends. Let's put it into scriptural context. And if we do that, we're going to look a different direction. And then and there, and only then and there, do we know that we have our hope in Christ.
That's right. And you can just attribute this quote to either Abraham Lincoln or Martin Luther, but both of them said something very similar. Even if I knew the world was going to end tomorrow, I would still plant my apple tree. What's the point? They're going to be keeping on doing. Blessed are us. When the Lord comes back, he finds us doing. We don't ever want to be accused of the sin of silence and of doing nothing. And we have to take courage. And you know what? When you take a stand, it encourages other people to take a stand. I was just talking to a pastor this week who basically said, you know, there's Ephesians 4:11 talks about how the Lord gave us some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists, pastors and teachers. But you've got those very rare few who are willing to actually take a stand because they don't want to get ridiculed. People don't want to be offensive, blah, blah, blah.
They love their country so much they want someone else to do the fighting.
But when you take a stand, we've noticed this throughout wherever our travels are. We take a stand, we don't wear masks, and people come up and say, well, I'm going to take this off too.
Yep.
And they get courage, whether we're at the gas station, the grocery store, to go out and do the same, because it's sad to say, but most people out there are just sheep. But you know what? Make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour you. We serve the King of Kings,
sounds
the Lord
like you've
of
been
Lords.
Listening to Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Amen. Absolutely. And you know what? Faith without works is dead being alone, and the right time to do the right thing is right now. We cannot wait. So please join us in this effort and what we're doing. Actually, if you're in the state of Minnesota here, we're going to be at Harvest Church in Rochester, Minnesota, coming up here next Friday.
Cool.
But for those of you who would like to support our work, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can click on the Spread the Word button. When you click on that button, it gives you the opportunity to either make a one-time donation or you become a monthly sponsor where you can give continuously on a month-to-month basis, which we truly appreciate because it's kind of the foundation that we have to know, you know, what we have to work with to be able to catapult and reach as many people as possible. This summer is going to be a very busy summer for us. We're going to be in Minnesota. We're going to be in Colorado. We're going to be in California.
When is Colorado, by the way? Throw that date out there.
Colorado is going to be on the 28th of June.
Okay.
Johnstown, Colorado is where we're going to be.
Cool.
So if you're wanting to find out more about our dates, you can call
us. And then California, where are we going to be there?
Colorado, we're going to be there.
Huntington Beach.
Yeah, we're Huntington Beach. We're going to be in the Escondido area. Escondido.
Yep.
So on and so forth. So there's quite a few things that we have going on. If you want to find out more, if you're in those areas, give our office a call. 1-866-233-0747. But please do.
Say that again, but slow down just a little bit.
1-866-233-0747. I had a gentleman call this week about our event coming up here on Friday. So if you want to find out more of our dates, please do give us a call. But please support our work. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Click on the Spread the Word button. Become a son or daughter of Liberty. Give a one-time donation. We truly appreciate all your support.
Okay, and I am taking that article that I was highlighting today, the main topic, to social media platforms even now. So check it out. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with Arise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, urban global
Global Health Alliance, Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.